and shapes dance with light, patterns that spin and evolve. Ever-changing, awesome, breathtaking oohs and ahs. The beauty of a kaleidoscope is that every view is different, one of a kind, not to be repeated. This is assured because there are so many elements that affect each fleeting, impromptu composition. When we bring together literature and readers, we create literary kaleidoscopes. No two responses will be the same, and the transactions within the groups create responses unique to that group in that time and that space. Teachers who use book discussion groups in their classrooms are creating beautiful, unique literary experiences for their young readers. But more, and true to our 21st century literacy skills conceptual framework, they are encouraging growth as independent readers and critical thinkers who collaborate and communicate effectively with others to make meaning and explore their world. Kay Vandergrift, a beloved teacher of children's literature and a visionary who early on saw the potential of the web for education, has noted that children's literature, both imaginative and informational narratives in all formats and media, provides one of the earliest and best possibilities for young people to encounter and reflect upon the world. Teachers often began young readers' literature discussion experiences by carefully, gently guiding their young literary apprentices. They know that they can employ book conversations to help their students learn about the language of text, about literary elements, comprehension strategies, and literary response. In our first mini documentary, you will meet Sue Kimmel, a library media coordinator who finds that one of the greatest advantages of a flexible scheduling approach for her library media center is that she can work with small groups of children to share and discuss books. Sue speaks of how children learn to talk through conversations that include the redirects and modeling that their adult mentors provide. It's through book conversations, she reminds us, that young readers learn to talk about books and the language of written text. It's not through osmosis, but active engagement in the conversation, the grand conversation, as Sue calls it, that young readers hear and learn to speak the language of literacy and literary discussions. Sue models the use of reader response theory as she encourages her children to ask themselves, what does it mean? What does it mean to me? It's all about making a personal connection based on prior experience and personal perceptions of the world. Hooked by this initial connection, young readers are motivated to move beyond, to reflect and think critically about the text. They learn to listen to different opinions and to present evidence to support their own thinking. They learn about genres, and with careful scaffolding over their elementary years, they can build on their knowledge of the nonfiction genre to become expert researchers. Literature-based instruction, enriched by conversation, can serve to help us teach all content areas in an authentic, real-world, relevant way. Raphael and Hebert describe four different roles that teachers can assume as they interact with children. In these book conversations, Sue assumes each of the four roles that Raphael and Hebert describe: explicit instructor, instructional scaffolder, facilitator, and participant. The combination of these roles is ever-changing as a teacher works with each new group and each new book. The role that we teachers as fully literate adults enjoy most is the opportunity to participate in the grand conversation with our students. Debbie Moody, a fifth grade teacher, and Roseanne Throckmorton, a fourth grade teacher, describe the joy they feel when they can join their students in conversation. It's one of the greatest dividends from book discussion groups, the shared meaning that comes with talking about text and learning with and about each other. Literature circles can contribute to the building of a classroom culture that is accepting, warm, and encouraging. They can serve to build community, a community of learners. Debbie and Roseanne use book discussion groups in the style of literature circles or student-led book discussions. These teachers will tell you that literature circles are unique to each classroom, to each group of students, and to each teacher herself as her practice evolves from year to year. In our viewing guide, we'll share Roseanne's tried and true structure as simply one teacher's pattern. And another beauty of literature circles is that this practice of creating small groups of readers who discuss books together is that it provides a space for every child to voice his opinions, to share his responses, to shine, as one of the teachers you'll meet in our mini documentaries describes. So how do we design literature circle experiences that we know will be meaningful and satisfying for our students? By following a few guiding principles and providing a great deal of front loading. The first principle is that literature circles should be reader response centered. Children bring meaning to and take meaning from text. Literature circles give them ways to respond from the personal to the creative to the critical. Incorporating a choice of text is motivational with any type of reading and writing experience. The second principle is that with critical thinking and reflection, we can encourage children to respect and appreciate others' opinions, and that basing those opinions on evidence from the text is important. The third principle is that literature circles are structured in ways that encourage independence, responsibility, and ownership. When students have a job to do and their group is counting on them, then they rise to the occasion. How much structure? Must the roles or jobs always be used? Well, that's a part of the literary kaleidoscope that will change from teacher to teacher, group to group, book to book. The fourth principle is that we make the experience as realistic as possible, with tasks that flow naturally from the reading to doing something with what is learned. That's why Roseanne's integration of nonfiction literature circles with her students' work with problem-based learning is so powerful. It makes the link between reading and action. It encourages them to read to learn and solve real-world problems. And the fifth principle, literature circles are part of a balanced literacy program. And a balanced literacy program permeates the entire elementary curriculum. So begin your own grand conversations and create beautiful patterns of children and books dancing with light and text.